This is our second session on the Book of Hebrews.
今天是我们第二次讲希伯来书。
Let's just read the first few verses in Hebrews.
我们读希伯来书前面几节经节。
Just verse 1 and 2.
第一节和第二节。
God, after he spoke long ago to the fathers, in the prophets, and in many portions, and in many ways, in these last days has spoken to us in his Son, whom he appointed heir of all things, through whom also he made the world.
神既在古时借着众先知多次多方的晓谕列祖，就在这末世借着他儿子晓谕我们，又早已立他为承受万有的，也曾借着他创造诸世界。
And then all the way at the end of the Bible, Revelation chapter 19.
然后我们翻到圣经最后启示录十九章。
We have a phrase in verse 10 of chapter 19.
在十九章第十节这里有一句话。
The last phrase says, "For the testimony of Jesus is the spirit of prophecy."
后半最后一句，因为预言中的灵意乃是为耶稣做见证。
Even now in the New Testament, New Covenant, there is prophecy.
就是在新约当中也有预言。
But there has been a change. It's a wonderful taste of eternity.
是关于永远的一个很好的一个有预尝的滋味。
But now there's still a further mountain.
但是在远处还有另外一个山峰。
Eternity of eternity.
是永远的永远。
When time changes to eternity.
当时间变成了永恒。
When we live in the New Jerusalem.
当我们活在新耶路撒冷。
Then we will see God face to face.
我们要面对面的见到神。
Then our bodies will be glorious.
然后我们的身体变成荣耀的。
And on that far mountain we can see.
在那遥远的山峰上我们会看到。
Our life will be with God and His Son Jesus Christ.
我们的生命就是与神和他的基督在一起。
So every prophet has a burden to share one of these mountains.
每一个先知他们都有负担来分享这每一个山峰。
And we see under A, like the Synoptic Gospels, Hebrews was a prophecy to prepare the Jewish believers for the soon coming kingdom of Jesus.
所以我们在传道篇第一点说，就如概略福音一样，希伯来书是个预言书，为犹太的信徒预备即将迎接来到地上耶稣的国度。
And Hebrews is put together with James, 1st and 2nd Peter because these four books all speak of this kingdom coming.
希伯来书被和雅各书、彼得前后书放在一起，因为这四本书都讲到即将来的国度。
Last week we mentioned the five characteristics of this burden for the coming kingdom.
上一周我们讲到这个即将来的国度里面的五个共同的特点。
Do you know what they are?
大家记不记得？
Do you remember them?
大家有没有记得？
Well, here they are, just briefly, we see.
我们再次来复习一下。
When we're talking about the nearness of the kingdom, there's always the burden. Watch and pray, the Lord is coming soon.
我们每次讲到主的即将再来，这里一直有的负担，你要警醒祷告。
If you were just to read the synoptics, that is Matthew, Mark, and Luke,
你要读概略论的圣经里的话，马太、马可、路加。
What do they tell us about the heavens of heavens and the eternity to come?
他们告诉你关于天上的天上和永远将来的永远。
Well, they do give us little hints.
他给我们一些好像预示。
But Matthew, Mark, and Luke is burdened that Jesus is going away and he's coming back soon.
但是马太、马可、路加福音的负担就是耶稣离开我们，但他要很快回来。
And so we need to prepare for this coming kingdom.
所以我们要为再来的国度来预备好。
And then we see that this burden also has rewards promised.
我们知道这个负担也有所应许的奖赏相关的。
But our inheritance and reward in the kingdom, third, is conditional.
但是第三点讲到我们所得到的这个产业和奖赏是有条件的。
And this prophetic word also presses upon us the need to go on to maturity and perfection.
这预言的话好像就加在我们身上，让我们继续向前，能够进到完全成熟的地步。
And then finally, when these books talk about salvation,
最后这些书讲到救恩的时候
，they're not talking about our initial salvation when we first get saved.
这不是关于我们第一次得救的时候我们所那个得救
，but our so great salvation.
这是何等大的救恩
！Our full salvation
是一个完整的救恩。
Not only our spirit saved, but our soul and our body.
不单是我们的灵得救，也包括我们的魂和我们的身体得救。
So those who are on their way toward that perfection,
所以就到达那完全地步的，在那的路上的时候。
When the Master comes to receive His kingdom, these people will be with Him.
当主人回来来接受他的国度的时候，这些就与他一起同行的人也会跟他一同。
Now we know that Hebrews is written by both an apostle and a prophet.
我们知道希伯来书是一位既是使徒又是先知来写的。
Many of the first apostles of the Lord Jesus were also prophets.
很多在主耶稣那时候的使徒，他们也是先知。
We know, as a matter of fact, that Paul was an apostle, but he had a prophetic ministry as well.
我们知道保罗是一个使徒，但他也有先知的服事职分。
Now we don't know who the writer of Hebrews is.
我们不知道希伯来书书的作者是谁。
But we know he was apostolic for two reasons.
但我们知道他是有使徒性的，有两个原因。
What does that mean? He was an apostle.
这问意味着什么？什么叫做使徒性的
？Or he was associated closely with one of the apostles.
他或者是一位使徒，或者他与使徒关系很近。
We can say this with confidence.
我们可以很确信的讲。
Because number one,
第一点
，Hebrews is a foundation building book.
因为希伯来书是一本建造的基础的书籍。
If you stop and think, there is so much we would never know about the Lord Jesus and what he has done, except for the book of Hebrews.
如果你停下来想一想的话，如果没有希伯来书，很多关于我们主和他所做的事情，我们都不知道。
It builds the foundation of the church.
它建造教会的根基。
And we also know that this writer was apostolic.
我们也知道这位作者是使徒性的。
Because when brothers and sisters were led of the Spirit to come up with the canon, that is the New Testament scriptures.
因为弟兄姊妹们靠着圣灵的感动，然后在那里形成新约圣经的时候。
One of the prerequisites for being a New Testament book.
作为一个新约圣经的书籍，需要的一个条件就是。
Is that the book had to be written by an apostle or a near associate of an apostle.
就是要被是一位使徒所写的，或者是与使徒很关系很近的人。
So was Matthew an apostle?
马太是使徒吗？
Was he?
是不是？
Yes. Was Mark an apostle?
马可是不是使徒？
Well, he was associated with Peter, who was an apostle.
因为他跟彼得的关系很近，在一起。
Probably Mark was an apostle.
所以 Mark 可能他也是一个使徒。
How about Luke?
路加呢？
Was he an apostle?
他是不是使徒呢？
Was he one of the 12 apostles?
他是十二个使徒之间的一个吗？
No, but he was associated with.
但是他和谁相关系？
The Apostle Paul.
他和使徒保罗相关。
So you see, they took this as a standard. Every book in the New Testament must be written by an apostle or an associate of an apostle.
所以大家看到了，他们就把这个做一个原则：每个在新约中的一本卷书都是使徒或者是与使徒相关的人写的。
Now, why do we say this?
我们为什么这样讲呢？
Because in Ephesians chapter 2, verse 20.
因为在以弗所书第二章第二十节
，Paul is talking about how God brought Jews and Gentiles together and made them one in the household of God.
保罗讲到神如何把犹太人和外邦人放在一起，成为神的家。
And then in verse 20,
在第二节
，when he talks about this household of God,
当他讲到这个神的家的时候
，it says it is built upon.
他说是建造在
upon what?
建造在什么上？
The apostles and the prophets.
建在使徒和先知。
Jesus Christ being the cornerstone.
耶稣基督自己做房角石。
So we know an apostolic book because it's foundational to our faith.
我们知道这是使徒性的书信，因为它是对我们的信心是一个根基。
And we also see that our brother specifically who wrote Hebrews knew Judaism very well.
我们也知道写希伯来书的作者他对犹太的事情非常了解。
Now he was a Greek scholar.
他是一个希腊的学者。
Many Jews knew the Greek Septuagint. That's that LXX, the Greek version of the Hebrew Old Testament.
很多犹太人都对希腊文的七十世译本很熟悉。
And as we study the book of Hebrews, we will notice that he uses the Septuagint version, that is the Greek version of the Old Testament, rather than the Hebrew version.
我们在学习希伯来书的时候，我们发现作者他常常是用希伯来书其实是译本的，而并不是用希伯来文的圣经的译本。
But this writer had a specific purpose and usefulness because he knew all about the Jewish background.
这个作者他有一个很特别的目的，然后他有特别的背景，因为他知道很多犹太人这些文化的背景。
He was familiar with the temple furnishings and the rituals and the sacrifices and the traditions.
他们熟悉圣殿，熟悉献祭，熟悉这些以及很多传统的事情。
And he was also trained in rabbinic argument.
而且他也被训练会用拉比的推理。
Now you know rabbis have a certain way of arguing.
你知道拉比有特别的方法来辩论。
It's very Jewish.
非常犹太性的。
I don't know what we could compare this to.
我不知道可能用什么来比较这个。
Now, the followers of Confucius,
可能孔子的跟随者
perhaps they have a way of arguing.
可能他有一些方法来辩论。
And those who follow Taoists have a different way of arguing.
可能跟随道教的人他们有一个另外的一个方法来辩论。
And the Jews have a certain way of arguing.
这个犹太教他们有特别方法的来辩论。
And throughout Hebrews, it's full of good rabbi arguments.
在希伯来书整本书里面都充满了这样很好的这样拉比的论证。
I have actually spent some time arguing with rabbis.
我其实曾经花一些时间与拉比来辩论。
And they have their own unique way of making statements.
他们有很特别的方法来讲的一个宣告。
Our writer knew these things very well.
我们的作者对这些非常了解。
But we see that our writer was also a prophet.
但是我们同时也看到我们的作者他也是一个先知。
He had received the revelation of Jesus Christ, enabling him to bring such a strong exhortation to these Jewish believers at a crucial moment just before their temple and Jerusalem was destroyed.
他得到耶稣基督的启示，让他能够在犹太的圣徒，犹太的圣徒在圣殿和耶路撒冷这个为中心的宗教被毁坏之前，能够给他们强有力的劝诫。
Now, the early church fathers, that means the brothers who lived in the 2nd century AD, 3rd century AD.
早期的教会的父老就是在活在第二世纪、第三世纪前的时期。
They are very curious.
他们很好奇。
Just like you and me.
就像你我一样。
Now they want to know, now who wrote Hebrews?
他们想知道谁写了希伯来书。
Now we don't know.
我们不知道。
But everybody has their favorite argument.
但每个人也都有他们最喜欢的一个答案。
So now let's look at a few arguments.
让我们看看几个不同的答案。
If you're willing to admit,
如果你愿意承认的话,
that we don't know,
我们不知道。
Okay, here we go. The first argument is that Paul wrote the book of Hebrews.
第一个，大家辩论的就是保罗写了希伯来书。
Our most famous English Bible is the King James Version.
最有名的英文版的圣经就是英文限定版。
And in the King James Version, on the top, as you see there, it actually says the epistle of Paul the Apostle to the Hebrews.
在这个英文签订版的上面那个标题，你看到说保罗写给希伯来的书信。
Now I guess if you're a king like King James, you can put anybody on there you want.
如果你是好像是像英王的话，你可以把这个所任何的人的名字放在上面。But
there's no original Greek manuscript that says the epistle of Paul the Apostle.
但没有原始的希腊文的原文的圣经写的保罗。But
now I'll give you the case for why Paul wrote the book.
但我给你原因，为什么说他们想保罗写了这本书。A. 一，第一点。
The translation of Hebrew would explain why the vocabulary in Hebrew is different from his epistles.
因为希伯来文的翻译能够解释为什么在希伯来书那个里面用的字眼跟他在其他的保罗书信里的字眼不一样。
So they said, Paul wrote this to the Hebrews in Hebrew.
他别人说保罗是写给希伯来弟兄姊妹用希伯来文写的。
Now, does Paul know Hebrew?
保罗懂不懂希伯来文?
So, okay. But then, B, Paul left his name off the letter deliberately because there were so many Jews that did not like Paul because he preached to the Gentiles.
保罗是特意好像不提自己的名字，因为保罗他传福音给外邦人，所以犹太人很多反对他。Oh,
by the way, this, so as you see up on the first one there, Clement of Alexandria was one of the church fathers.
大家看到前面上面那个标题的话，其实亚历山大的格利勒，格利勉。And
he said, Paul wrote it in Hebrew, but either Timothy or perhaps Luke translated into Greek.
他在那里说，说保罗是用希腊文希伯来文写的，然后是提摩太或者是路加翻译成希腊文的。
Now, why would they say that?
他为什么说这个呢?
Because the Greek in the book of Hebrews is very different from the Greek in Romans or Corinthians or Ephesians.
因为希伯来文里面的这个希腊文跟罗马书跟哥林多前后书的希腊文很不一样。C. 第三点,
Paul had a thorough knowledge of Judaism and he used many Old Testament passages, which he also used in Ephesians and Romans and elsewhere.
保罗对于犹太教理所引用的旧约的经文非常的认识，这也在他的其他的书信当中有引用。And
fourth and fifth,
第四点第五点,
at the very end of the letter,
在书信最后,
Paul says, now Timothy has just been released from prison.
说提摩太刚从监狱里被释放。
So whoever wrote Hebrews has to know Timothy.
所以写希伯来书他要认识提摩太。
And then he also says, those here in Rome send you greetings.
他也说现在罗马的给你们拜安戴安。
So the so whoever wrote it had to know the Christians, the Hebrew Christians that were in Rome.
所以写书的作者他也认识在罗马那里的犹太的圣徒。
You see, that's right at the end of the book of Hebrews. I think chapter 13, verse 23, 24, it mentions those two things.
在希伯来书最后面13章23、24节来提到这些事情。
Okay, now let's look at the problems.
让我们看一下这里的问题。
First of all, when the church fathers put the New Testament together,
一开始如果说教会的早期的父老们把圣经放在一起的时候
，They did not put Hebrews in Paul's section.
他们没有把希伯来书放在保罗书信那一边。
You know, Paul has a whole section, right?
我们知道保罗的书信都放在一起的。
But they put Hebrews in with the general epistles, that is James, 1st and 2nd Peter and Jude.
但是他们把这个希伯来书放在普通的书信那里，就是像彼得前后书、雅各书。
So the early church felt this is not Paul's.
所以早期的教会觉得这不是保罗的书信。
But it is an apostle.
但是一个使徒性的。
And so they put it in the Bible.
所以把他们放在圣经当中。
Second of all,
第二点
，B, Greek scholars, including Eusebius, John Calvin, and Martin Luther, reject Paul's authorship based on the Greek vocabulary and content.
另一方面，早期的学者包括尤西比乌斯。加尔文以及马丁路德，他们根据希腊文的文字和内容，不承认作者是保罗。
Now these Greek scholars, when they read Hebrews,
这些希伯来的希腊文的学者，在他们读希伯来书的时候
，They say this isn't Paul's writing at all.
他说这不是保罗的写作。
You know, it's I don't know. Again, I use an example, maybe no good.
我再用一个例子，不一定很恰当。
But if you say this was written by the Apostle Paul.
如果你说这是保罗所写的，使徒保罗写的
，But it was in simplified Chinese，
然后用简体中文字写的。
He said, "No, no, no. Paul always wrote in classic Chinese."
他说不，保罗都是用繁体中文字来写的。
A good Greek scholar can tell the difference.
一个很好的希腊文作者能看见这个区别。
But the third reason they say, "I don't know about Paul."
第三个原因，他说我不知道保罗。
It's because of the arguments in the book.
因为在里面所提的辩论的方式。
In the arguments of this book, it's Jewish arguments.
这里面的辩论的方式都是犹太式的辩论方式。
It's rabbi arguments.
是拉比的辩论方式。
But Paul was more of a Greek arguer.
但保罗的辩论正好像希腊式的辩论。
Just one example.
举个例子来说。
Paul believes that a remnant of Jews would be saved, but that most remain hard-hearted and blind.
保罗相信有一些渔民，犹太人当中有些渔民最终会得救，但是大多数的犹太人他们都是心硬的，眼瞎的。
For Paul, all of the traditions of the Jews needs to be left behind the cross, and now you are in Christ and no longer in Judaism.
保罗对于保罗来说，所有关于犹太人那些传统都要被十字架，然后都要被抛在背后。他们现在是在耶稣基督新造的人，是新的了。
So Paul basically makes a case against Judaism.
所以保罗他就讲到他是很反对犹太教的。
That they killed Christ.
他们杀了基督。
That they refused to repent.
他们拒绝悔改。
They've been blinded for a season.
他们在一段时间里他们要瞎眼。
Now the writer to the Hebrews has a much more sympathetic approach to the Jews.
但是希伯来书的作者他们对犹太人他们是好像充满了怜悯的一个方式。
He puts it this way.
他就换句，他用另一种方
法来讲。Your Jewish traditions and sacrifices and the temple.
他说你犹太人的传统，你的献祭，你的圣殿。
They were shadows.
他们都是影儿。
They were temporary.
是他们都是暂时的。
But now that Christ has come.
现在基督来了。
The substance and the reality is there, and we no longer need the shadow.
那个真实，那个核心来到了，我们不再需要影子了。
So he didn't beat on the Jewish things. He just said they were shadows for a season, but now we know the truth.
他没有说好像很极力反对的这些犹太人的传统，而他是说那些只不过是影儿，现在我们有真实的了。
Okay, now we made the argument. How many of you are going to still vote for Paul?
我们现在已经辩论好，你们现在还有多少人要投票说是保罗写的？
Probably most Christian Bible teachers think it's Paul.
可能大多数的圣经教师们，他们认为是保罗写的。
That's why I have trouble because I don't believe it.
这就我有问题，因为我不相信是保罗写的。
Now here's the second one, Apollos.
第二个就是是不是亚波罗？
You remember Apollos, a very good young apostle.
你知道亚波罗是一个很年轻很好的使徒。
A, he was an apostle and he was prophetic, thoroughly versed in the Old Testament. He could powerfully refute the Jews.
因为他是使徒，也是先知，熟悉旧约的圣经，并有能力的反驳犹太人。
This was Apollos' power.
这是亚波罗特别的能力。
If you say to Apollos, Apollos, where do you want to go today?
你问亚波罗，亚波罗，你今天想去哪里？
He says, I want to go to the synagogue to argue with the Jews why Jesus is the Messiah.
他说，我想要到会堂里与犹太人来辩论，耶稣才是弥赛亚。
It's very powerful like that.
他是非常有能力的。
B, his arguments were scripture-based and rhetorical in style.
第二点，他的辩论是以圣经为根基，而且有修辞的风格的。
And what did the Bible say about Apollos?
保罗圣经上如何讲亚波罗呢？
He was mighty in the scriptures.
他是在圣经上大有能力。C, 第三点,
one of the church fathers, Origen of Alexandria in 240 AD.
圣经的一个父老亚历山大俄利根。
He's the first writer who said, I think this was written by Apollos.
他是第一个这样讲说亚波罗是这本书的作者。
And of course, Martin Luther and John Calvin also thought it was Apollos.
马丁路德和加尔文也相信这本书是亚波罗写的。
But of course, they're guessing.
但是他们也都是在猜。
The problems with Apollos?
亚波罗是作者的问题在哪里呢?
Did he know Timothy?
他认识提摩太吗?
Did he know the Jews who were in Rome?
他是否与在罗马的圣徒有紧密的联系呢?
We just have no evidence from the Bible that he had that kind of connection.
在圣经当中，我们没有这样的证据说他有这样的关联关系。
But if you're a good Lutheran, do you still vote for Apollos?
但是如果你是好的路德会，你会不会投他的票呢?
Now a third one.
第三个,
Barnabas
是巴拿巴,
was the author. Now, the one thing very significant about Barnabas was this. Tertullian, another church father, in 200 AD, wrote this. There exists an epistle to the Hebrews under the name of Barnabas.
因为在圣经以特土良在主后200年曾经写的巴拿巴的名字存在写给希伯来书的书信当中。
Uh-oh. Do we go down here?
Yes, okay.
Okay. Number two, Barnabas learned how to deal with the Jews, right? Because he traveled with the Apostle Paul.
第二点，巴拿巴知道如何跟犹太的人来相处，因为他跟使徒保罗一同旅行。
And third, we know that he was originally a Levite.
第三点，我们知道他原来是一个利未支派的。
Now, why is that important?
这为什么重要呢？
Because he knew all about the sacrifices and about the priests and the Levites and all the things that are in the book of Hebrews.
因为他知道在希伯来书当中所提到的这些献祭，然后这些犹太人的犹太的教的祭司的执事。
Oh, well. Okay, let me give you a few more reasons. You'll just have to not see this, but it's okay. The fourth reason that Barnabas may have been the writer Well, obviously, our projector doesn't like Barnabas.
看我们的幻灯器，投影仪不喜欢巴拿巴这个作者。But
fourth reason, Barnabas was a Greek scholar because we know he came from the school of Alexandria. This is where Apollos began.
第四点，巴拿巴他是一个希伯来的学者，因为他是 在
And they learned both arguments in Greek and rabbinical arguments.
亚历山大城那里的受学的，因为他知道又知道如何用希腊式的辩论，也同时知道如何希伯来式的犹太人的辩论方式。
And the fifth reason is,
第五个原因
，his name Barnabas.
他名字就是巴拿巴。
You remember Barnabas was given his name.
大家知道巴拿巴是别人给他的名字。
Because he gave some land to the brothers and sisters to supply their needs in Jerusalem.
因为他把一些地卖掉，然后来支持在耶路撒冷的圣徒。
And at that time, they changed his name from Joseph the Levite.
在那个时候，把他的名字从约瑟利未人
to Barnabas
变成巴拿巴。
And what does Barnabas mean?
巴拿巴的意思是什么意思呢
？Bar means son.
Bar 是意思儿子。
Son of encouragement
就是劝慰之子。
So he was a prophet.
所以他是一个先知。
That's what you mean. He's the son of a prophet.
是先知的儿子。
And so that may be who the writer to Hebrews was.
所以这也可能是真写希伯来书的作者。
Now there was another church father whose name was Origen.
他有一个教会的还有一个教会的父老就是叫俄利根。
And he lived in 240 AD.
他是在主后240年。
And he said this, because all of the church fathers were arguing, who wrote the book of Hebrews?
所有那些教会的那些父老他们在那辩论说谁写了希伯来书
？And he gave this answer.
他给了这样一个答案。
Who wrote the Epistle of Hebrews? In truth, only God knows.
他说谁写了希伯来书？实际上只有神知道。
So you can pick one or the other and pick your case, but we don't know.
你可以选择这个或那个，但是实际上我们是不知道的。
So should we just go on without the screen? Okay. Maybe the
screen you have different screens. The screen is fine.
Huh?
The screen.
Oh, okay. So we know that Hebrews was written by somebody with a prophetic burden.
我们知道希伯来书的作者他写的时候有一个先知的负担。
Why did he have this burden?
他为什么有这样的负担呢？
You know, prophets are like cockroaches.
你知道先知他们好像就像那个蟑螂一样。
You know, out in California.
就在加州那里吗
？They have all of this very expensive seismic gear to try to determine when an earthquake will come.
他们有非常那种精密的仪器来决定什么时候会有地震。
But with these millions of dollars of seismic gear.
但是上百万元的这些地震的探测仪
，They always keep jars of cockroaches.
他们总是拿一罐的蟑螂在那里
，Because cockroaches feel the earthquake before anybody else does.
因为蟑螂在任何其他感觉到地震以前，它首先感觉得到。
And the writer of Hebrews was a cockroach.
希伯来书的作者就像蟑螂一样。
And he said there is a shaking. I can feel the shaking.
他说这有一个震动，我能感觉到这个震动。
Now Judaism was just about to be destroyed when Jerusalem was broken.
犹大帝就要被毁灭。当耶路撒冷被沦陷的时候
，Now he didn't know exactly what shaking this was.
他不知道那个震动到底是什么。
But he saw it was shaking up these Hebrew Christians.
但他知道这要把这些希伯来的圣徒要震动起来。
And as he watched these Hebrew Christians,
当他看到这些犹太人的圣徒们
，he saw that the reason was they were standing on a shaky foundation.
他看到原因是因为他们站在一个动摇的根基上面。
I have the picture of the guy.
我在这里就带着一个人在这里。
Now he's trying to row through the water.
他好像在水里一样划起来，划走。
He's standing upon the gospel, praise God.
他一方面踩在福音上面赞美神。
Uh-oh, but he's also standing on tradition.
但另一脚他站在传统上面。
And the gospel and tradition are going apart, and his legs are all going apart and apart and apart.
然后那个福音和传统就越来越分开，他的腿就这样越来越分开。
And so it was as our writer was praying for the Jewish Christians.
所以我们的作者在为犹太的圣徒们祷告的时候
，He saw a vision.
他看到天上的异象。
Now, if you write a prophecy, you have to see a vision of Jesus.
如果你要写预言的话，你要看到耶稣基督的异象。
Or you have nothing to write.
否则的话，你没有什么可以写的。
But he saw a vision of the Lord in heaven.
但他看到主在天上的异象。
Specifically in heaven.
特别的在天上的。
We read Hebrews chapter 3 verse 1.
我们希伯来书第三章第一节。
Therefore, holy brethren, partakers of a heavenly calling, consider Jesus, the apostle and high priest of our confession.
同蒙天召的圣洁弟兄啊，你们应当思想我们所认为使者为大祭司的耶稣。
How do you help people that are shaking?
你如何帮助那些在震动的人呢？
If they could just see a vision of Jesus,
如果能够看到耶稣的异象，
it would solve their problem.
他们就解决他们的问题。
And so this vision was a key to helping these Jewish believers.
这个异象就是一个关键，能够帮助这些犹太人的圣徒。
But here's what they needed to see.
他们需要看到的是什么呢？
Now they all knew Jesus went to heaven.
他们都知道耶稣到了天上。
They all knew he was sitting at the right hand of the Father.
都知道他坐在父神的右手边。
They didn't know what he's doing now.
但他们不知道他现在在做什么。
Okay, he's up in heaven, sitting down.
他在天上坐在那里。
But the writer says, "No, I saw a vision."
但作者说不，我看到了异象。
Our Lord Jesus.
我们的主耶稣。
After he sat down at the right hand of God.
他坐在神的右手边。
He went into the heavenly tabernacle.
他进到天上的圣殿当中。
And you can see him there.
你可能在那里看到他。
He's a man.
他是一个人。
He's standing in for you in heaven.
他在天上为你站立。
He's a man in the glory.
他是在荣耀当中的一个人。
And he understands you.
他明白你。
And he knows your weakness.
他知道你的软弱。
And he knows why you're shaking.
他知道你为什么摇动。
And he is ministering in that heavenly tabernacle right now. Look at him. Look.
他也在天上的圣所，在那里来服侍。你看到。
Just like the priests of old, he's interceding for you right there.
就像在旧约中的祭司当中，他在那里为你代祷。
And anything you do in the heavenly tabernacle, 100% effective.
所以你在任何在天上的圣殿当中所做的，就是100%的有效。
Now, if the priest prays for you in the earthly temple,
如果祭司在地上的圣殿当中为你祷告
，and the smoke goes up and the priest prays,
好，当烟上腾的时候，祭司在那里祷告。
You Jews, you hoped that that would help you forgive your sins.
你们犹太人，你们希望这些能够帮助你们罪得赦免。
But look up,
但是看上面。
Heavenly calling, look.
看属天的呼召。
There he is in heaven.
他在天上。
And when he prays for you, that prayer is answered.
当他为你祷告的时候，祷告就得到应答。
And when he sacrifices for you, you're forgiven.
当他为你献祭的时候，你的罪就得赦免。
You see, they need to see Jesus in a new way.
你们看到他们需要看到在一个新的方法看到耶稣方向。
And so we find in the book of Hebrews, heaven is mentioned 10 times.
所以我们看见在希伯来书，天上被提到十次。
It's always talking about if you're walking on earth now, you must see what's going on in heaven.
那这里就讲到，如果你在地上行走的时候，你必须看到天上发生的什么事。
Jesus is our man in the glory.
耶稣是我们在荣耀当中的人。
And we need to see what he's doing now for us.
我们需要看见他现在在为我们做什么。
Do you see him tonight?
你今天晚上看到他了吗？
If you see him like that,
如果你今天晚上这样看到他，
you realize.How much he loves you.
你就意识到他何等的爱你。
So, just as a contrast, we see here.
在这里再有一个对比。
The Gospels show us what Jesus did while he was on earth.
福音书让我们看见耶稣在地上所做的。
But then he went up to heaven.
然后到了天上。
He poured out the Spirit.
他投下圣灵。
We know he is our intercessor.
我们知道他是我们的代祷。
But what's he doing?
他在做什么呢？
No book tells us about that.
没有书籍告诉我们
，except Hebrews，
除了希伯来书以外
，it's the first book that told the saints what Jesus is doing now in heaven。
这是第一本告诉圣徒们耶稣在天上在做什么的书。
Now you see, you have to remember the book of Revelation was not yet written。
大家要记得启示录书在这个时候还没有写成。
And isn't it interesting? Revelation is the other prophetic book in the New Testament.And it also tells us what Jesus is doing now in heaven, opening the scrolls.
是不是很有趣？启示录是圣经当经文当中第二本书，也讲到这些预言的，讲到现在耶稣在天上做什么，讲到耶稣把书卷展开。
You know, I got saved on the night that the song came to my mind. Turn your eyes upon Jesus.
你知道我得救的那一晚上，有一个诗歌就进到我的头脑，头一晚上进到我的头脑，就是
，It was April 1st, 1964，
就是在4月4号，4月1号 1964，1964年。
Yeah. Well, he may forget it, but I'll never forget it.
翻译会忘掉, 但我不会忘掉。
And the writer thinks, I saw this vision. Now, if I can just help these Jewish Christians to see this vision, and they turn their eyes upon Jesus, they will walk faithfully out of love for him.
那个作者在想说, 如果这些圣徒们能够看到这个意象, 能够跟随着的意象, 他们就会能够, 忠心地走下去。
And not only will they love him, they will cast their hope upon Jesus who is in heaven.
不但他们会爱主, 而且他们会把他们的信心锚投在天上的耶稣身上。
And they will have faith in the Lord who's gone before them.
他们有在他们之前走的这个主身上会有信心。
That's why in Hebrews 11, that talks about faith.
所以在希伯来书11章讲到信心。
It tells stories of people who saw a heavenly vision and walked on this earth.
他讲到那些看到了属天异象的人在地上行走。
So if we walk on this earth,
如果我们在地上生活的时候,
through whatever shaking,
无论什么样的震动,
if we have a heavenly vision,
如果我们有个属天的异象,
we place our faith, our hope, and our love in heaven.
我们把我们的信, 我们的望, 我们的爱, 都投在天上。
When he saw the condition of the Jewish Christians,
当他看到犹太, 圣徒们的光景,
he saw that their Christian walk was weak.
他们看到他们基督徒的生活是很软弱的。
You know, when you come to a crisis,
当你遇到一个危机的时候,
it exposes your real spiritual condition.
它就暴露你真实的属灵的光景。
I just give you a few examples here.
我给大家举个例子。
In Hebrews chapter 2,
希伯来书第二章,
the crisis has proven
这危机能够证明,
that you have not really learned the word of God.
你还没有真实学习到神的话语。
Now you're letting the word of God slip away.
你让神的话语好像溜走了。And
if you let it slip away, you will lose so great salvation.
如果你让神的话语溜走了, 你就缺失到何等大的救恩。And
then Hebrews chapter 3 and 4.
希伯来书第三章第四章,
how do you know their foundation is bad?
你怎么知道他们的根基是不好呢?
Because they lack rest.
因为他们缺乏安息。
You know, even in struggle,
在挣扎的时候,
we should come into rest.
我们应当有安息。
It's a spiritual position.
这是我们一个属灵的位置,
but if you're disobeying the Lord,
如果你, 不顺服神的话,
and disobeying his word,
不顺服神的话语的时候,
in a time of trouble, you have no rest.
在难处的时候, 你没有安息。
When this writer looked at these Jewish Christians, he saw restless people.
当作者看待这些犹太人的信徒时们, 他们发现他们是没有安息的基督徒。
Then he writes to them in Hebrews chapter 6, number C.
然后在第三点, 希伯来书第六章,
their testimony used to be so faithful.
他们见证过去是很忠心的。
They suffered imprisonment, the loss of their homes.
他们遭受, 囚牢, 遭受丢失他们的家产。
But now they were in danger of falling away from that testimony.
但他们现在危险就是远离他们当时的见证。
And then finally D in Hebrews 10,
在希伯来书第十章, 这里第四点,
they knew that they were destined for the kingdom of Jesus.
他们知道他们将来要得到耶稣的国度。
But as they were going through the tough times, they were shrinking back.
但是当他们经历难处的时候, 他们就好像在那里信心退后。
Faith marches forward.
信心往前行。
But you could see these Jewish Christians shrinking back.
你看这些犹太的信徒们, 他们好像往退后。
How did he know they were shrinking back?
他怎么知道他们退缩了呢?
They started going to the temple doing sacrifice.
他们再回到了圣殿当中来献祭。
Started going back to traditions.
再回到了传统当中。
But the only way is forward.
但唯一条路是可行的是往前。
So the writer could see these things.
所以作者可以看到这些事情。
And he had to press them upon these things because he saw how weak their Christian faith was.
所以他要这样来劝诫他们, 因为他看到他们基督徒的生活何等的软弱。
And so he writes what he calls strong encouragement.
所以他这里就写了一个强烈的鼓励。Again,
the word encouragement, paraklesis.
这个字讲到这个鼓励,叫paraklesis.
It's prophecy with a warning.
是好像是一个预言,带着警戒的一个预言。The
Spirit comes alongside of you.
圣灵带你的到你的旁边。And
warns you.
然后警戒你。So
let's read these verses here.
让我们读一下这里的经节。Hebrews
6, verse 17.
希伯来书6章17节。
In the same way, God, desiring even more to show to the heirs of the promise the unchangeableness of his purpose, interposed with an oath, so that by two unchangeable things in which it's impossible for God to lie, we who have taken refuge would have a strong encouragement to take hold of the hope set before us.
第十七节和第十八节，这样神愿意为那承受应许的人格外显明他的旨意是不更改的，就启示为证，借这两件不更改的事，神绝不能说谎，好叫我们这逃往避难所持定摆在我们前头指望的人可以大得勉励。
The hope we have is an anchor of the soul, a hope both sure and steadfast, and one which enters within the veil, where Jesus has entered as a forerunner for us, having become a high priest forever, according to the order of Melchizedek.
第十九节、二十节，我们有着指望，如同灵魂的锚，又坚固又牢靠，且通入幔内。做先锋的耶稣，即照着麦基洗德的等次，成了永远的大祭司，就为我们进入幔内。
So he says, "Do you see Jesus?"
他说：“你看到耶稣了吗？”
He's in the Holy of Holies.
他在圣殿的至圣所里。
Now take the anchor of your soul, your hope.Throw that anchor right up into that Holy of Holies. Latch on to Jesus, and he'll pull you through any situation you're going through.
把你的灵魂的锚就扔到至圣所，放到耶稣身上，然后他就会把你拉过去，无论你的环境是如何的艰难。
So what do we see?
我们在这里看到什么？
Heavenly vision is the key to enduring faith.
我们看属天的意象是重点的诀窍，让我们能够有一个。能够忍耐的信心。
For the Jewish Christians and for us, it's true. Without a vision, the people perish.
无论对犹太的信徒还对我们来说都是一样，民无异象就必灭亡。
Now, to show you how many times he encouraged them with commandments,
让大家看到有多少次他给大家强烈的鼓励。
We have here listed 14 times.
这里有列到14次。
Where he gives us commands.
他给我们的命令。
I call it lettuce.
我在这里好像讲的好像是那个花心卷心菜一样。
Now I like steak.
我很喜欢牛肉牛排。
But I need lettuce.
但我还也需要吃这个生菜。
And in the English it says lettuce, 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 lettuce.
英文在这里是让我们那个谐音好就是说是这个生菜生菜生菜。
Now if you're going to be healthy in your Bible, you have to eat a lot of lettuce.
如果你要读你圣经健康的话，你要吃很多的这个里面的生菜，让我们。
Look at these. I will read the first seven in English, and Isaac will read the last seven in Chinese.
弟兄读七处英文，然后我读七处的后面的中文。
Let us fear. Let us be diligent. Let us hold fast our confession of faith. Let us draw near the throne. Let us go on to perfection. Let us draw near with a heart in full assurance. Let us hold fast the confession of hope.
第八节。又要彼此相顾，激发爱心。第九处，就当放下各样的重担。第十处，就当存心忍耐，奔跑前面的路程。第十一处，仰望，就当仰望为我们。第十二处，就当感恩。十三处，我们也当出到营外。第最后一处，我们应当常常以颂赞为祭。
Now in English, that's all lettuce, lettuce, lettuce.
在英文那里都是说让我们，让我们，让我们。
I'm going to have to explain a little bit more in a second.
我要在下面继续解释一下。
But the strong encouragement also includes lest.
但这个强烈的鼓励也包括说免得。
Not just lettuce, but lest.
不单是说让我们应当，而且说免得。
Now I don't know what kind of vegetable a lest is.
我不知道免得是什么样的蔬菜。
I'm sure the Chinese will tell me it's bok choy or something.
中人文可能会告诉我是白菜还是。
But here is 10. I'll say 5. He says 5.
这里有十个，我来讲读，让弟兄读五个。
Lest we let them slip, lest there be in any of you an evil heart of unbelief.Lest any of you be hardened by the deceitfulness of sin. Lest the promise being given, we come short of it. Lest any man fall through following the same example of disobedience.
然后讲中文，免得疲倦灰心，然后使瘸子不歪脚，反得痊愈。然后第八点，恐怕有人失了。第九点，恐怕有毒根生出来。第十点，恐怕有淫乱的，有贪恋世俗如衣扫。
Now I'm in trouble.
现在我就有问题了。
Because I need to explain to you the subjunctive.
因为要给你解释这个 subjunctive.
Strange, it sounds the same in Mandarin.
是讲到说这种虚拟语气。
Let us lest.
说让我们或者是。
Let us be faithful.
我们应当。
Lest.Something happened to us.
免得有些事情发生在我们身上。
These 14 exhortations are all in the subjunctive voice.
这十四处的鼓励都是在这种虚拟语气的。
Now, when you read this in Greek, it's like, oh, I see.
你又读希腊文的时候，你说好像我突然看见了。
But in Chinese, I don't think you say that.
但是我觉得中文你没有这样讲。
And most Americans with English, they don't understand subjunctive either.
大多数美国人他们也不懂什么是虚拟语气。
What is subjunctive?
什么叫做虚拟语气呢？
There is something we call command.
有些事情我们讲的是命令。
An imperative.
是好像执行动作性的。
Do this, do that.
是做这个，做这个。
I hear this every day from my wife.
我每天太太都跟我这样讲话。
These are commands.
这样是些命令。
Do this, do that.
是做这个，做那个。
But a command in the subjunctive.Says, let us do this. Let us do that.
但虚拟语气的命令是，就是说，让我们应当这样做，我们应当这样做。
Now it seems like a very minor thing, but actually it's very important.
这好像是一个很小的事情，但其实很重要的。
Subjunctive means joined under.
虚拟语气就是在好像在下面连在一起。
You know, we have a word junction.
我们知道我们有一个 连接这个词。
You know a train junction.
你知道一个车连接列车的。
If you get off a plane in the Newark airport, and you take that monorail, and it takes you to the junction where the monorail meets the New Jersey Railroad, and you come into the city.
你知道你如果你到纽瓦克那里坐飞机的时候，那里有个单轨火车，然后它到那个接口处的时候，它会接到另一辆车，会然后就变成一个火车过来。
So a junction means a joining.
一个这个连接就一直连接在一起。
And a subjunctive means a joining under.
这个虚拟语气就是好像在下面连接在一起。
Now this is what's important.
这就是为什么重要。
Now a person could say, be faithful.
一个
do not fear.
一个人可以说你要忠心，不要害怕。
But it's just him saying it.
但这只是他在那里说。
What's the strength of his voice?
他说话语的能语言在哪里，能力在哪里？是他自己在那里说。
Only people like President Xi or President Trump can say, do this, do that.
就可能像这哪一个总统，或者是川普这总统会说做这个做那个。
Now all of these exhortations,
所以这些的劝勉
are not based on the power of the prophet.
不是基于那些先知他们的能力。
When he says, let us press on.
他说让我们努力向前。
It's not his power behind the word.
在不是这些话语背后不是他自己的能力。
Here's why he's using the subjunctive.
所以这里是为什么他用虚拟语气。
The subjunctive is underneath something very important.
这个虚拟语气在下面包括一些很重要的东西。
And here's what the writer does.
这是作者在这里讲。
First, he shows you a picture of what Jesus has done. And then he says, now, because of that, let us be faithful.
他首先让看见你，让你看见耶稣所做成的。然后他说：“这样让现在让我们这样应当做。”
Now, maybe I still see a lot of people going.
我看很多人好像在那里还是不太。
We'll just take one example.
我们举个例子。
So in Hebrews chapter 10, we're all very familiar with this section.
希伯来书第十章，我们都很熟悉这里。
Jesus has opened a new and living way to us.
耶稣为我们开了一条又新又活的路。
Okay, so.Look at verse 22.
我们看二十二节。
Hebrews 10 verse 22.
希伯来书第十章二十二节。
And we see let us there.
我们这里看见让我们。
It says, let us draw near with a sincere heart in full assurance of faith, having our hearts sprinkled clean from an evil conscience and our bodies washed with pure water.
这里说，并我们心中天良的亏欠已经洒去，身体用清水洗净的，就当存着当存着诚心和充足的信心来到神面前。
Now look in verse 23.
我们看二十三节。
It's another let us.
这里有就是说
，Let us hold fast the confession of our hope without wavering.
也要坚守我们所承认的指望，不致摇动。
Look at verse 24.
我们看二十四节。
Let us consider how to stimulate one another to love and good deeds.
这里讲到说，又要彼此相顾，激发爱心，勉励行善。
Now, did you just eat three pieces of lettuce?
你看到这里有没有讲到三个又要要要
？Now, why does it say let us?
这里为什么说要呢
？Easy.
很原因很简单。
He says, verse 19.
在十九节在这里。
This is the reason that we are subjoined and connected with these commandments.
十九节就这里就这个原因，我们从下面跟这些连接在一起，所以我们有这样的命令。
Therefore, brethren, since we have confidence to enter the holy place by the blood of Jesus, by a new and living way which he inaugurated for us through the veil, that is his flesh, and since we have a great priest over the house of God, now let us do this.
十九节到二十一节，弟兄们，我们既因耶稣的血得以坦然进入圣所，又接着他给我们开了一条又新又活的路，从幔子经过，这幔子就是他的身体，又一位大祭司治理神的家，所以弟兄们，我们要。
So you know, you parents, you tell your little children, do this, do that.
所以父母们，你告诉孩子们做这个做那个。
They say why? You say never mind, just do that.
他们问你为什么？他说你不要问，就去做。
But one day they'll see why they need to do that.
有一天他们会看见他们为什么要这样做。
So the writer gives the case of because of the greatness of Jesus, this imperative is upon us. We let us do these things.
因为耶稣他的那种伟大，所以说现在我们就要来做这些。
So the commandments are based on who you see.
所以这个命令是基于你所看到的是谁。
All right. So just a few concluding statements here.
我们在这里再有几个结束的总结的。
We have to make this clear almost every time.
我每次都要把这个讲得很清楚。
The writer's warnings are not over the possibility of losing salvation, but the possibility of defaulting their great salvation.
这个作者他的警告不是因为他们可能失去救恩，而是他们有可能违背了他们的救恩所失掉他们所带来国度的奖赏。
They will not lose their salvation.
他们不会失去他们的救恩。
But they may lose.They're so great salvation.
但他们可能会丢掉他们所来的何等大的救恩。
And so he mentions salvation many times in the book of Hebrews.
所以在希伯来书里面提到这个救恩很多次。
But it's not talking about initial salvation.
他不是讲到他起初的救恩。
It's talking about full salvation.
是讲到完全的救恩。
The inheritance of our kingdom.
就是讲到国度的产业。
We know that these Jewish Christians who were saved were predestined in eternity to be sons in glory.
我们知道这些犹太的信徒已经得救，预期要成为在荣进入荣耀永远的儿子，永远的儿子。
But they were in danger of forfeiting their inheritance in the kingdom that was soon to come.
但是他们可能却有这样的危险，然后在耶稣基督的千年弥赛亚千年国度当中，放弃他们被接纳成为儿子的名分。
And so.We have an eternal sonship.
所以我们有一个永远儿子的名分。
In the ages of ages, we will be his sons.
在将来的国度当中，我们会成为他的儿子。
But for the kingdom,
但是为了国度
will you be adopted as a son?
你是否成为一个被接纳的儿子
？Will you be placed as a son?
你是否被放在一个儿子的位置之上
？This is a very important word in the New Testament. This placing of sons.
这在新约当中是一个很重要的文字眼，就是放在儿子的位置上。
Brother Lance thinks that this adoption as sons is talking to the Jews about their bar mitzvah.
那个兰培德弟兄觉得这些犹太人得到儿子名分，就好像那些犹太人他们的本把成人之礼的时候。
Now when a son is born, he's born a son.
当一个孩子儿子生下来，他是一个儿子。
But in his bar mitzvah, he becomes a son of the law.
但是当他们经过成人之礼的时候，他们就成律法之子。
He's now grown up.
他现在就长成熟了。
He's responsible to God.
他现在对神来负责。
And the Christians, whether they're Jewish or Gentile, need to come to the place of sonship.
基督徒无论是犹太人还是外邦人，他们都应该到达一个儿子的名分的地位上。
It's a right from birth.
是他出生的权利。
But in the kingdom, it's gained through discipline and training and sonship.
但是在国度当中，是他经过管教训练，直到他有成熟的儿子的名分。
We notice very interestingly in the New Testament.
我们知道在新约当中很有趣的。
Even though Jesus was a son of God forever,
虽然是耶稣是神，永远是神的儿子。
Yet he was placed as a son through obedience to the things that he suffered.
但是却因着他因为顺服所受苦，所以被放在了儿子的名分，得到儿子的地位。
So he was forever the son of God.
他永远是神的儿子。
But he became the son of man through obedience.
但他因着顺服成为人子。
And you'll notice D, even the Israelites.Were to be placed as sons by obedience.
我们看到最后第四点说，以色列也是因为顺从成为作为儿子。
So in Romans 9 verse 4,
在罗马书第九章第四节
，Paul says, "The Jews who are Israelites, to whom belong the adoption as sons, the Jews had the right to become sons in the kingdom."
他说他们是以色列人，那儿子的名分。以色列人他们也有这样的权利，成为国度当中得到儿子的名分。
But their coming into that kingdom involved their obedience.
但他们进到这个国度当中的时候，需要他们的顺服。
All right, now that's all we have for tonight.
这就是今天晚上我们所要讲的。
I'm just trying to get us to see that this prophecy was written out of a heavenly vision.
我想让大家能够看到这里的预言是从主天的意象来写出来的。
Now we're going to look at the history.Behind the book of Hebrews, that is the situation in Jerusalem and all. Next week,
我们下一周就讲到希伯来书背后的历史背景，讲到耶路撒冷这些事情。
But I have two questions written down here, which I guess you're not going to get.
我在这里有两个问题，可能大家没有看见。
Here they are.
这里
question number one.
第一个问题
for you to think about.
让大家想一想
Why is this new and living way so hard for the Hebrew Christians?
为什么这种新的活的、方式对希伯来的信徒是这样的困难
？Why did he have to exhort them so strong？
为什么他要这样强烈的来、勉励他们
？And the second question，
第二点
，Why is the book of Hebrews considered so hard by Christians today？
为什么希伯来书对基督徒来说是这样难读的一本书呢
？You know， many Christians don't read Hebrews。
很多信徒他们都不读希伯来书。
That's too tough.
太难了。
I don't understand all that stuff.
我不明白那些东西。
Why is it so hard for Christians?
为什么对犹太信徒们是何等难呢
？Now we'll try to answer those in the next coming couple of weeks.
我们要在下几周来回答这些问题。
Praise God.
啊，赞美神。
In difficult times.
在难处的时候
，The Lord opens heaven.
神将天打开
，and allows us to see Him.
让我们可以看见他
，interceding for us, strengthening us，
在那里为我们代祷，刚强我们
，providing all we need，
来赐给我们一切所需的。
If we will throw off the things that hold us down，
如果我们脱下那些缠累我们各样的重担
，then what can we do？
我们能够做什么呢
？Run the race，
我们呢奔跑前。
How many of you can run the race？
你们大家有谁能跑这个路程
？Is it the last days today？
今天呢已经是末世了。
Can you run the race？
你能否跑这条路呢？
Only if you fix your eyes on Jesus.
只有当你定睛仰望于耶稣。
The writer will say this over and over again.
作者会这一件事情一次又一次。
Are you going through difficult times?
你有没有经历难处
？Draw near unto Jesus, he says.
他说就抓紧耶稣。
He's always pointing us to heaven.
他一直在那里指向我们向天。
Now it looks to me like most of you live right here on earth.
好，对我来说，大家好像都生活在这地上。
Now we may have a few angels in here. I don't know about.
我们这里可能有几个天使，我们不知道。
But I think most of you live on earth.
我觉得大家都是活在地上。
Of course, I know my wife is an angel, but that's.
我知道我太太是一个天使。
But even though we live on earth,
虽然我们活在地上
，our victory is to see Christ in heaven.
我们的胜利得胜乃是看到在天上的基督。
With such a heavenly vision.
有这样属天的意象
，we will gain our inheritance in the soon coming kingdom.
我们就要在即将要来的国度当中得到我们的产业。
May the Lord keep us and help us.
但愿主保守我们，帮助我们。
As He gives us lettuce,
他给我们这些话语，就说你们应当。
We might find ourselves in that position of strong faith.
我们就能够有一个稳固的信心。
Let's pray.
让我们来祷告。
Our Father, we thank you that Jesus has spoken the last word.
父啊，我们感谢你，耶稣是那神最后的话语。
And that word is, "Look to me, look to me."
那最后的话语就是看我，看我。
We come and consider our heavenly calling.
我们在这里来思考我们属天的呼召。
By watching Jesus the apostle in heaven.
来看在天上耶稣我们的使徒。
By watching Jesus the high priest in heaven.
来看到在天上我们的大祭司。
And by walking through his power.
然后借着他的能力来行走。
Make us good students of your word.
主要帮助我们成为你话语的学生。
We pray in Jesus' name.
我们祷告奉靠耶稣的名。
Amen. Well, I apologize about the flickering things. We need to
很不好意思，今天这些投影仪有些技术故障。